Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A new law goes into effect tomorrow that'll tighten Ukraine's draft enforcement. Then don't miss the role you can play in the International Day for the Unreached this Pentecost Sunday. We'll explain in just a moment. We'll begin today in Ukraine, which is lowering the military conscription age for men from 27 to 25 and tighten draft enforcement. That law goes into effect tomorrow. Christy Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says she was recently talking with pastors' wives in Ukraine who are worried about the new law.
Now they don't know if at one point, even maybe tomorrow, their husbands are going to end up on the front lines or be taken away, and they're going to be doing all of this on their own. And so I think that there's a lot of fear in that.
SGA supports pastors in Ukraine doing critical gospel and relief work. One pastor's wife, Natalie, describes to Mock seeing her husband put on armor every day and go to the front lines to deliver food and evacuate people.
She said that every day he's supposed to call her at 9 o'clock and to say, I'm okay. And one day she didn't hear from him. And so she was getting a little bit worried. She waited for that phone call. And when she finally got that phone call coming through, it wasn't him. And the person on the other end of the line said that he was in the hospital because he had had a mortar shell hit his car.
Thankfully, the Lord spared his life. But it's a risk that these families face. After his recovery, this pastor and his wife, Natalie, have continued ministry.
He said, if I don't do it, who will go?
Pray encouragement for Ukraine's pastors and their wives. Next, ongoing refugee camp raids in Lebanon have forced one Christian school to shut its doors. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says,
the fear that the Syrian people are living now is really so stressful. Some of them are teachers in our schools. They're not sleeping in the camps because there are raids at midnight, at 3 a.m. Internal security is coming and taking people from their homes and arresting them.
TM Lebanon temporarily closed its school on Wednesday to protect Syrian teachers.
Because of all the paperwork that Syrian people have not been able to fill with the government in Lebanon, many now are in a status of illegal residence. We cannot open the school and have them come and be in this danger of being caught.
As teachers shelter in place with their families, text messages from TM Lebanon staff provide hope and assurance that someone cares.
Just trust God. This is what we can tell people. We cannot help in any other way. We cannot make legal papers. We cannot advocate for them, but we can call them, comfort them, ask about them, and see if they need anything.
Ask God to give Syrian refugees his peace, which passes understanding, and pray for supernatural wisdom for TM Lebanon staff and leaders.
Pray for wisdom to know how to navigate this and for a solution on the long run for all the people. The whole situation is volatile. We don't know what's going to happen.
And finally, if we don't take the gospel, who will? Around 3 billion people today have no way to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. This Sunday is the International Day for the Unreached, and we're praying for more Christians to take the gospel to unreached people. You never know what kind of spiritual legacy reaching just one people group can have. John Podaiti, president of Bibles for the World, says his father's unreached tribe in Northeast India had a reputation as fearsome headhunters.
This reputation spread back to the UK because it resulted in a number of missionaries hearing the call of God to come to India and to reach out to this savage group of headhunters.
One young missionary, Watkin Roberts, shared the Gospel of John, and the village chief invited him to come explain it. Roberts defied British authorities' no-contact ban with the dangerous tribe.
So he snuck up through the hills, walked more than a week on foot to reach my grandfather's village, and in a short visit there, just 5 days, he was able to share the gospel message. My grandfather, who was only probably 14 or 15 years old at the time, he was probably a young headhunter in training, he gave his heart to Christ.
So on this IDU Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, pray for unreached peoples to know Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.